Local Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. And battled Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth still working to shore up support on Capitol Hill.
Despite the turbulent rollout amid allegations of sexual assault and financial mismanagement, Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary now appears to have momentum. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who said last week that Hegseth's confirmation would be difficult, now sees it this way.
He's much better off this week than he was last week.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, a combat veteran and survivor of sexual assault, appears to be warming to Hegseth. Ernst says he told her he would, quote, prioritize and strengthen her work to prevent sexual assault in the ranks.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Luigi Mangione, the man charged in the murder of United Healthcare CEO, now fighting extradition to New York. He remains held without bail in Pennsylvania. A federal judge blocking a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons, agreeing with the Federal Trade Commission that a merger would be bad for consumers and workers by limiting competition. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig, filling in for Austin Brume. How did hunters fare over this past season's traditional nine-day gun deer season? Derek Tritz has more.
The Wisconsin DNR has released preliminary license and harvest totals for this year's gun deer season after its conclusion this past Sunday. Preliminary figures show a slight increase in Wisconsin deer hunters from the same time period last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023 sales, up from 2023's 788,697 sales. These figures might indicate an end to a downward trend in hunter participation, according to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
Our license sale numbers reflect relative stability in participation over the last couple of years now. And that's really good news given the long-term trend we've been describing that we've seen over the last couple of decades of a slow decline in participation. And so license sale numbers actually a hair up this year compared to last year. Some stability there. So that's good to see.
Final license sales numbers will be available in January, accompanied by the DNR's analysis and interpretation of the figure. Preliminary harvest totals showed that Wisconsin hunters registered 89,787 antler deer and 99,835 antlerless deer, for a total of 189,662 deer for the 2024 gun deer season. This is a 5.2% increase from last year's harvest total. Muzzleloader season has already started, and there are other hunting seasons leading into the beginning of next year, meaning that if you didn't get anything this gun deer season, you might still have a shot.
You can find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Five Surf Farm. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and A.J. Green. And boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed, but Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
High temperatures today were already hit early this morning and are slowly sliding to the teens tonight. We could see a few flurries flying around out there today. Otherwise, the bulk of the snow starts after midnight. Continuing through tomorrow morning, we'll be battling blustery winds, creating frigid wind chills and plummeting temperatures. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
98Q Country. some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
That comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
That was Alabama with Mountain Music. You're listening to 98Q Country, WCQM. I'm Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country studios with you every weekday here on 98Q, 2 to 7. So that means I'm here for about another 3 hours, and I'm about to talk Packers. But first, get your free Civic Media app open on your smartphone. The word of the hour is Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Holly. Send us the word of the hour for your chance to win an overnight vacation at Chula Vista in the Dells, but also for this hour's entry into the grand prize drawings, one item from the grown-up gift list. There's espresso machines on there, luggage set, humidifier, all kinds of stuff. Check it out at civicmedia.us and use the Civic Media app to text us the word Holly before 5 o'clock when this word expires. Four in a row coming at you on 98Q Country before we talk Packers for the first of two times. Today, like every day, here's Russell Dickerson.
I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was 1 in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours.
was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city street. Another face in the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. Never got the chance to touch the sea.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Staring out into the wild blue yonder. So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away.
Mexico. Doing my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico. I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Oh,
Chris Jansen with Holiday Road here on 98Q Country WCQM. That one brought to you by Warga Auto and Truck Center in Phillips. They're bringing you Christmas music, keeping the season bright, and they make sure that you've got what you need when you really, I mean, let's be honest, when you need a tow, you're not going to be in a good mood. But Warga will make the process easier on you. They've got all those vehicle services you need, and sometimes even some great pre-owned vehicles available. Check out Warga Auto and Truck Center. Holy cow, it's already time to talk Packers. So I was doing some digging earlier today, and ESPN staff writer Rob Domofsky put together an excellent piece on why wide receiver Jaden Reed hasn't been appearing much, if at all, in the Packers offense lately. Most notably, last Thursday against the Lions, Reed saw one pass thrown his way, and it was a drop. At least the stat line says drop. The film is a bit unclear. So Reed is going with the call from his own mother, who marked it as a drop. Apparently, she's a pretty harsh critic of his. Head coach Matt LaFleur was able to explain it, Reed's absence, that is, as an unfortunate side effect of the tone of the game. He stated that the Lions' defense, basically early in the game, was daring the Packers to throw. Now, I know and you know that against some opponents, LaFleur would do just that. If you're going to dare Love to throw, he's going to do it, and he's going to win doing it. But against the Lions, at least that's what we saw on Thursday against the Lions, LaFleur said the other day, we didn't want to get into that kind of game, which to me makes sense. The Lions are more dangerous than anyone else in the league. To make running the ball more possible, the Pack used what are sometimes called heavy sets or formations. Designed for more blocking security, they get their name from the larger personnel, literally bigger guys, that make up such a unit. Now, the first staple of a heavy formation or heavy set is to replace the small receivers and other small ball carriers with bigger guys who can block better, tight ends, to protect the ball and facilitate the run. So, of course, the slot receiver, often the smallest guy on the field, is often the first removal to make room for a bigger body. Therefore, Jaden Reed is that slot receiver in Green Bay. Now, to Jaden's credit, he didn't seem upset about the bigger body being needed and therefore his smaller role. He clearly understands the team aspect of the game. At least, that's my impression of a few different answers he gave about the Thursday game, anyway. He even said there'd be different momentum if he actually made the catch. He kind of put it on himself that he didn't get the ball again. Basically said, in not so many words, I screwed up the first throw, why would you throw it at me again? More or less. LaFleur mentioned part of the answer is designing heavy formations that still keep Reed on the field. So here's hoping Jaden Reed can become the number one receiver that he looked to be early this season and hasn't for the last month or so. Now, it's time for the Motorsports Minute on WCQM, and we'll have some country music after that, and even another Christmas song from Warga Auto and Truck Center. And then we'll talk Packers one more time and dive into community reminders after 5 o'clock. Send us the word Holly using the free Civic Media app. This hour is a Chula Vista Resort getaway hour, so your chance to win that and to be entered to win one of the 8 grand prizes. Find the details for the grown-up gift list statewide text-to-win contest at civicmedia.us on the internet and on the Civic Media app. Send us the word Holly for this hour's entry. Motorsports Minute from the Big Dipper Bar up next on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Today's edition of the Motorsports Minute on 98Q Country is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Visit the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road, 18 miles east of Fifield, or come by ATV or snowmobile. Open Thursday through Sunday with music every weekend. Try my favorite Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the best pizza around every day. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook.
I'm living and loving every day.
While he has completed his full-time career, Truex will make some appearances in the NASCAR garages. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
The racing action may be over, but the Motor Racing Network will keep you revved up with our extensive library of NASCAR Live special editions. Revisit a pivotal year with NASCAR Live Presents 2004, Chasing History, along with podcasts that chronicle the lives and impressive careers of NASCAR champions and Hall of Famers Richard Petty and Jeff Gordon. You can find all of these special NASCAR Live podcasts on MRN.com and wherever you listen to podcasts.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Martin Truex Jr. wrapped up his two-decade-long full-time NASCAR career last month at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. After winning the 2017 NASCAR Cup Series Championship and two more Xfinity Series titles prior to that, the 44-year-old is stepping away from the full-time grind. However, Truex is planning to attempt the Daytona 500 in February and is looking at running select NASCAR Xfinity Series races.
I'm going to do Daytona 500, and then, you know, I'm looking forward to running some Xfinity cars a bit here and there just to have fun and see how it goes. And I really enjoy that style of car, you know, low downforce and just the older cars that we raced.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off. That's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your Do It Best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with flurries and snow showers fluffing up to a dusting to an inch. Temps drop into the single digits tonight and stay there tomorrow as the wind picks up, dropping wind chills well below zero as the sky clears. Much colder for Wednesday night and Thursday. Right now it's 22.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your
your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road. Will make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. Find a cheap flight, little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road. Do I make you wanna let your hair down? Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you want? Do I make you turn into somebody else? Do you feel like you can finally be yourself? Baby, tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now. But we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now. Just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
Billy Currington here on 98Q Country. That was Do I Make You Wanna? And it's also the first of five in a row before we talk Packers again during my afternoon show here in the 98Q Country studios. We talk Packers twice a day, and for the second round today, I found yet another incredible stat about the NFL and specifically the NFC North, the division that the Packers are in. Well, at least three of the teams in that division. I'll share with you a really interesting perspective breakdown on the wins and losses going on in the NFC North. I'm also going to play you a whole bunch of country music, four more in a row, starting right now with Dustin Lynch on 98Q Country. Make sure you send us the word Holly before 5 o'clock using the free Civic Media app for the Grown Up Gift List statewide text to win contest from Civic Media.
98Q Country.
Look who it is, last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama, how you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about
another day and put a smile on my face when I started reminiscing. I've been on the edge of calling you, and I'm so glad I decided to.
I was just thinking about that weekend out. I'm coming running late, and now what time and bad news will be made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me. Thinking about you.
yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best.
You be my salt and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You be my sunny day, shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee.
Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, 'cause I ain't done, there's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously.
You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee.
Kiss just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart.
You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, shade tree. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby, I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, and I'll be your honeybee.
Treasures
Martina McBride with Silver Bells, brought to you here on 98Q Country by Warga Auto and Truck Center. It's time to talk Packers for the second of two times like we do every day. But first, a reminder, use the free Civic Media app. Text us the word Holly. Just download the Civic Media app, open it to 98Q Country, hit the text button, type in the word Holly, and hit send. That'll text us that word and therefore enter you to win not only the hourly prize, a getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, but also the grand prize, one of eight things on the grown-up gift list you can find at civicmedia.us. Espresso machines, luggage sets, humidifier, snowblower, all kinds of stuff. It's a grown-up gift list. You can kind of imagine if you made yourself a grown-up gift list. Find our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us, along with details on how to enter, where to find the app, all the good stuff. civicmedia.us. Now, if you couldn't guess, I spend a fair bit of time researching football content on the internet. That's what I was doing earlier today when I ran into yet another remarkable fact about the NFC North this NFL season. It was actually in the form of a Reddit post. Now, if you haven't been to Reddit before, first of all, don't. It's not what it used to be. Second of all, it's divided into different pages by topic known as subreddits. I was on the NFL subreddit and I found a post from a user who goes by ShakePretend9304. Remember, this is the internet we're dealing with here. Username aside, the breakdown was incredible. It's simple, but that made it elegant. It was an image of the schedules for three of the four teams in the NFC North. I'm sure you can guess which three: Lions, Vikings, Packers. The title of the post was, quote, "The Packers, Lions, and Vikings are 28-3 against everyone else." And that was the title. And I thought, well, that's pretty self-explanatory, but holy cow, is that actually true? 28-3 against the rest of the league. Of course, as everybody knows, teams are part of divisions, four-team subsections of their larger conferences, and you play each of your divisional opponents twice a season, a home game and an away game for each of you. And therefore, six of your 17 games in a season are against divisional opponents. That makes it pretty tough to believe that against the rest of the league, the three teams that are the best in the NFC North right now have only lost three other games, because there's seven losses between us. The Packers, I'm afraid, have four of them right now. The Lions have one, and the Vikings have two. Sure enough, though, if you don't count divisional games, you're left with a combined record of 28-3. Packers lost to the Eagles, Lions lost to the Buccaneers, and the Vikings lost to the Rams. Other than that, all of the other losses between those three teams came at the hands of those three teams. Pretty incredible, this downright bloodbath of a division. And as the post said, by the way, the Bears also exist. Sorry, Bears fans. It's just not your year, but it will be soon. And I'm frankly terrified, because a team that's as good as the Packers are now might be the fourth team in the NFC North. The rest of the league is going to hate the NFC North. They're going to treat us like they've treated the Patriots for the last 20 years. Anyway, let's get back to some country music. That's it for me talking Packers today. I'll keep it light and bring you a few community reminders an hour till I have to say goodbye at 7 o'clock. I was trying to think of goodbye in French, and I couldn't think of it. Drew Baldridge is up next here on 98Q Country. We'll stick to English from here on out.
98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Cozy up this fall and winter at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Join them Wednesday through Saturday at 4 to 8 p.m. for amazing specials. Dive into their Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesdays. Savor mouthwatering prime rib sandwiches on Thursdays. Indulge in a fantastic Friday fish fight featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder. Don't miss Saturday's prime rib and lobster. Book your fall weddings, holiday gatherings, and business Christmas parties now at 715-762-4447. Please check their Facebook for special events. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right. Now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one-night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break. Somebody's daughter.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Pennsylvania, a judge denied bail for Luigi Mangione, the suspect charged in last week's murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO in Manhattan, the 26-year-old fighting extradition to New York City. He also faces a gun charge in Pennsylvania. Blair County District Attorney Peter J. Weeks speaking to reporters.
Our primary focus is to cooperate with the New York City Police Department and Manhattan District Attorney's Office. So this defendant could be prosecuted for his New York homicide charge.
It could take several weeks to extradite him. Multiple sources tell ABC News Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is pushing for his daughter-in-law, Amaryllis Fox Kennedy, to be appointed the CIA's deputy director. She previously worked at the agency and has been seen at Mar-a-Lago estate in recent days. A wildfire burning out of control in Malibu, forcing evacuations as whipping offshore winds kick up. Nearly 2,700 acres have been burned so far. Red flag warning stretching to San Diego. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig, filling in for Austin Brume, brought to you by Martha Aller Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. If you love to fish, listen up.